Hello, Christina Resso. Thanks for tuning into this podcast, and I hope you all are doing well for this middle of the week Wednesday. And Megyn Kelly is snapping due to the assistance of student loans repayment from the government. Now, it's a bit suspicious because it's not going to completely just cancel the debt. They may not have to pay it, and then guess what's going to happen? It's going to be on someone else who may not owe a debt or completed paying off their student loan. Personally, I'm almost finished with one of them. I'll probably be finished by the end of the year. And those who've never been to college because they couldn't afford or didn't want to go one reason or another, and then they have this that they owe. Now, it's different if the person passes away, God forbid, and then that debt has to go on to someone else. But generally, it really doesn't sound right. It sounds nice that, you know, they're having this forgiveness, but who's going to pay for that? So, Megyn Kelly states, "We paid them back. Snot-nosed college kids should pay back their own student loans." So, as you know, Megyn Kelly, she went to college. I think she went to Syracuse in New York. I believe that's where she's from Illinois, and then she moved to New York, I think during her childhood. And then went to law school. Served in law for a few years, including in Baltimore. She used to live there. She also lived in Chicago, where she met Sammy Sosa on an elevator. Now, you know how long that's been. We're talking like late 90s here. And then she was a news anchor on Fox after she decided to go into journalism. And right now, she's an independent podcaster. So here she, I'll read some of the story here and then comment as I go. Independent journalist Megyn Kelly made it clear on Tuesday that she had no patience for the left push to cancel student debt. During the Monday broadcast of her eponymous Sirius XM show, Kelly told her guest ruthless podcast hosts, comfortably smug Josh Holmes and Michael Duncan, that she was convinced it was a play to stop the bloodletting the Democratic Party was likely to face in November's term elections. Now, you're probably thinking, you may have thought she was a Democrat, just because of her little beef with Trump, but she's actually independent. Believe it or not, like Bill O'Reilly. Okay, and then it says she receives this nasty letter from AOC, whether any of them have been on the receiving end of free education. Quote by Kelly, "Everything's free. We should go back to our socialist roots, and then the Democrats won't be facing a bloodbath in November. Didn't you guys have someone pay for your college?" Schmuck was the first to reply. This was during her interview, okay, on Tuesday. I usually just, unless she has someone interesting on her podcast, I'll watch it completely through. Like the last one I saw was The one with Carol Swine, and then there was one, she had one yesterday with Andrew Klavan, one of the Daily Wire guys. But if she doesn't have an interesting guest, I just click on based on topic. So he said, going to school, this is Smug, her first interviewer, that he could afford and taken a job in order to help cover the costs. I remember being a bouncer at a college dive bar, and bouncers are the guys who have to clean the bathrooms. I don't think that's true, Smug, Kelly said with a laugh. I feel like somebody took advantage of you. No, because my idea of a bouncer is someone that actually stands in front of the door and check ID cards, and if there's trouble at a dance club or a bar, they kick the person out. Usually, I thought the servers did that, or the cleaning crew, or who else is it? Sometimes they have ladies sitting. I don't know about the men's room, but ladies sitting in the ladies' bathroom and issuing toilet paper, or if you want some candy or something, she had that laid out for you for free. Or some chewing gum or something. I think they would be the ones that would clean it. Otherwise, it would be the bar back or staff or whatever. But during my college years, what helped me, my first job as a freshman, I worked at the library at the university for $5.50 an hour. 15 hours in addition to 15 hours of classes. So my freshman year, I was very busy. I was rarely at home, and I would spend most of my days at the library after work studying, especially around finals. Then the following semester, the following school year, because when you're on work study, it's for the whole year. I was working at some type of inventory where you tag different electronics. Like at the time, cell phones and laptops weren't big at that time, so we had the desktop computers. We tagged the monitors, and then we tagged the computers, okay, and make sure that we wrote down the numbers. The place was really dusty, but it wasn't a bad job. So I even worked there throughout the summer after classes was over, because I never took summer classes. Then I believe it was that same summer, the summer of 97, I started selling raffle tickets at Sox Park, White Sox Ballpark. And I got that gig through a gentleman I ran into on the bus. He was on his way there. He wore a jacket. And I asked him, about the position, and he told me when to come in, and I came in that day, and I was working there ever since. Then after that season, after baseball season, I worked at the United Center at the Chicago Bulls Stadium, doing the same thing, like around 98. And then after that, I transfer. Yeah, this was still during Jordan's era. And then later on after that, I went to Western Illinois University. In my first year there, I w worked in the cafeteria. I was either doing morning stock or washing dishes or mopping the floor and things like that. And it was very helpful to have some money in my pocket, because I really didn't want my family to keep sending me money. So yeah, we all had to pray about, and that's actually the school that I'm almost finished paying with. My grad school is a different story, but It's not as bad as, it's not like, I'll put it this way. It's not like at 100,000, not even 80,000, not even 70,000. So it's not my student loan debt is not that terrible. And I keep up to it. I'm not under collections, thankfully. Now I'm a little behind due to COVID because they, everyone was forbidden, even though I could have still paid it off, paid on it because I was still working. But nonetheless, that's how it was. So after sharing my story, this is Kelly sharing hers. She said the fact that her father had passed away when she was still in high school, and she had two older siblings already in college. Her father was only 45 years old. We weren't rich to begin with, so it's not like he had some big fat life insurance policy. He had like bare minimum for when you're in your 40s and a professor. She continues, she used the entirety of that payment to pay for the rest of what she could of brother and sister's college education. All three of us had to take out loans on top of it, of course. So, she says, so do I think now that I would have been better if the federal government has stepped in? She asked, turning back to the issue at hand and asking rather students who voluntarily take out loans to fund their education should have the government simply wipe them away. It would have been nice, but I don't think the neighbors should have to pay for my college education. My mom made a sacrifice. We took out loans too, but we paid them back. Why should these snot-nosed kids today, I'm sorry, the ones who really need it, they get the loans. But like you point out, a lot of these people are going to these colleges, elite schools like Columbia, who are going to spend their years in journalism trying to shame half of America for doing absolutely nothing wrong. Why should I be paying for their education? I don't want to. Okay. And like I said, it was frozen. It just closes that last year, during the pandemic when Trump froze the student loan payments, we didn't have to pay back for a while because you only pay like so much a month and at this time and at this time and at this time. And so when they called me back, I negotiated with them and made sure they still had the updated information, my address and things of that nature. So I'm like 50% into it and I'm almost finished. I wish I had a big tax refund back so I can pay in bigger chunks and get this over with, because it took long enough to pay the entrance and then interest, excuse me, and then now it's this. But yeah, that's all I have. It's just so interesting how the government finds ways to intervene and make someone else pay for especially someone else's debt. It's bad enough that we give out handoffs to people that don't want to work, let alone people who don't want to pay their bills. Christina Resso, thanks for listening. Pray for our nation and our brothers and sisters in the persecuted church globally. Talk to you soon.